You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
On the page, it looks like the words edict and indict should rhyme. And yet they do not at all, because the C is pronounced in one and not in the other.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
And now this is actually one that my husband asked me about. He used to think that indict was pronounced indict. And I'm going to embarrass him a little bit. That was actually until pretty recently he thought that. But when you look at the words we're talking about, it makes sense.
And I am quite sure that your husband is not the only person where the word indict sounds like indict in their head.
Probably not.
Because that's what it looks like. And you have words like edict and verdict that are pronounced that way. Let's figure out what's going on here. And there are some wonderful stories here about the history of spelling that explain how these words are pronounced differently. Let's actually start with the more straightforward one in the pairing we started with, which is edict, in some way pronounced how you would expect it to be. That word was borrowed into English from Latin. Edictum comes into English. Then we keep that pronunciation. There we go. Now, indict. I-N-D-I-C-T. This one is borrowed in from Middle French and goes back to the Old French endite, which is spelled E-N-D-I-T-E-R. You'll see there's no C in that. And when it comes into English, there's no C. It was spelled, for example, E-N-D-I-T-E.
That spelling makes sense to me.
Right. Vowel shift becomes indite. However, in the Renaissance, there was a revival of interest in the classics, in Latin, and particularly in Latin etymology. That's relevant for us here. Scholars would look at some of these words and say, oh, but you can trace it back to the Latin, in this case to the medieval Latin, indictare, and they would change the spelling to reflect the Latin etymology. In this case, we got a Latinized spelling, put the C back in, which is how we get I-N-D-I-C-T, but it never changed the pronunciation. Verdict. What I love is this one combines both stories in some ways, in terms of pronunciation, where it comes from. Verdict, we also borrowed in from a version of French, from Anglo-Norman, and it was borrowed in spelled V-E-R-D-I-T, verdi, or verdit. Once again, in the Renaissance, scholars trace this back to the Latin, to medieval Latin, verdictum. And because they could do that, they said, oh, well, we should change the spelling so that it reflects the Latin. So the C was put in, and we, being the well-behaved speakers that we are, changed our pronunciation to reflect the spelling. It's not the only spelling pronunciation we have. That in the Renaissance, we got many Latinized spellings. Some didn't change the pronunciation, putting the B into doubt. Other ones did. The D was put into adventure, which had been borrowed in from French as aventure. One of our listeners actually asked about another spelling pronunciation this week, which we've talked about before, but worth mentioning again, which is often.
Oh, that T.
That
yeah.
T. That T got lost centuries ago. It also got lost in soften, but we're getting a new spelling pronunciation where speakers are putting the T back in because it's in the spelling.
So basically, we're just doing a lot of picking and choosing here in English, right?
It's not entirely consistent.
It sounds like we're just going to have to put up with those C's for now. Have a good weekend, Dan.
You too.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.